Okay, right now on 93 northbound, we have a crash at exit 3 in Windham. That's causing some traffic. 93 southbound looks okay in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. Slow River Road to exit 43, and then heavier traffic as you get closer to Boston. 101 westbound at exit 12 in Exeter, we have an accident. Vehicles off to the road, off to the right of the road. This shoulder is blocked. No problems on the Spalding Turnpike. Everett Turnpike looks okay. Route 3, you're slow at 495. 495 northbound, we have a crash at exit 22, the Mass Pike. That's the latest from the Morning Buzz Traffic Desk.
News update. Holy crap, it's cold outside. Now this.
Although we will see a high of 39 today, Greg.
Yeah,
so it'll warm up a bit.
Not as cold as it was.
Yep. Cloudy sky. Showers evolving tonight into a more steady rain overnight. Breezy, low of 36, then periods of rain Thursday. High of 52 for tomorrow. Kelly Brown, Morning Buzz.
It's time for Cretchy, time for Cretchy.
Time for Cretchy and the Buzz.
We've got a great show lined up for you.
Right now, it's my great, great pleasure to introduce...
Hey, it's Greg of the Morning Buzz, everybody.
Any time that follows a single-digit, temperature period seems warm. It'd be 14 degrees, and I'd go, yeah, it's pretty warm.
I will say, because it was so cold yesterday, now my driveway, I don't know if your driveway looks the same, but the snow were just so packed down. But yesterday I went out with an ice chip, and they were breaking off in big blocks of ice, which was making it easier to clean.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
That was my...
No.
The only good thing
not
about...
chopping the ice. Not chopping it.
Is yours covered? Like, I even had...
I had a thin blanket of snow, yeah. And I left it.
Yeah.
And wonderful neighbor came over and took care of it for me while I was...
That's nice.
Yeah. Well, that's what
you
do. We help each other out.
He was out shooting in the garden.
No, that's I have very nice neighbors, and when they need help, I'll go over and take care of them. And
a couple of free calendars will shut them up.
Huh?
A couple of free calendars will shut them up.
No, yeah. nobody's complaining.
No, my neighbor has a tractor, and he does the end of my driveway, which is nice because of the big snow plows that come, but I shoveled the rest.
That's what being a neighbor is. I mean, we forgot about that. People, and I'm not everybody. But everybody now lives in a world where they go home and they mind their own business. But if you've been living in a neighborhood, for a long time, you kind of get to know your neighbors sometimes. Sometimes you don't. Guy lives across the street, no idea. I don't even think I met him. Which is just weird. Nobody's fault. Not his fault, not my fault. If he was standing right there, I wouldn't even know it was him. I've never seen him.
Yeah, that happens.
Might be a vampire. I'm not sure.
I don't think that you'd know that.
Well, you don't know. They come out at night.
Yeah, but are you watching?
Not at night. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't know. But anyway.
I think you'd want to know.
Helping your neighbors out, man. You're out there with the snow blower. Sometimes, hey, man, go over and take care of a neighbor. Karma, baby, comes around. How you doing, Kelly Brown?
How am I doing? Yeah, all right.
Yeah?
Sure.
All right.
Soaking in a lot of the, went online the last couple of days, watched a lot of the Patriot stuff again.
I did too.
I think
did
it was
too.
On NFL Network again, and I said, no, I've seen so many highlights now, I think I need to rest.
I was watching the NFL Today on HBO last night, and I came in this morning, and there's new video, they mic'd them up again.
Now that's different. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
Mic'd up.
Yeah. Edelman is mic'd up, and it's pretty cool. I was listening to it before the show, and apparently, right after a Patriots touchdown, they cut to him on the sideline after the touchdown, and he walks over to Brady.
Mm-hmm. Nice ball!
Thanks, baby.
You're too old! You're too old!
He's yelling at Brady. Yeah. He's saying, nice ball. He's like, listen, you're too old. They're reiterating all of the things that the doubters said. Pretty neat. I love that.
Get the goosebumps. Gives me all fired up.
I know. Don't even get me started.
Don't even get me.
I was online yesterday. I was looking at what I wanted to buy. My new Patriot stuff. It's a sickness. Sickness.
I got out of the shower Sunday. It's going to go see my daughter. And, of course, it's game day. So I go to get my special Patriots hoodie. My buddy Steve Cantera got me back in the 2007
right,
season.
I remember that, yeah.
So I wear it occasionally. And it was in the dirty laundry pile.
Oh my God, you're screwed. Yeah.
No sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Had to go to the Patriots gloves.
Yeah. At least, backup. At least I had a backup.
How dirty was it?
Ready to
go. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, sometimes you do. That's the weird thing. Sometimes I know it's dirty,
but it's
game day. I gotta wear it.
Yeah, I'll put some body spray on that and wear it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
There's mustard right here.
There's a stink on it.
Yeah, there it is. All right. Well, anyway, it is. That's what you do, man. Anything for the team. I do have for you today. The prop bets are already coming out. So we got that. We got more news on the laser pointer.
Green laser.
Controversy. There's Super Bowl ad controversy. And, and I've got a pop quiz for you a little bit later as well. So a lot of stuff going on today. Welcome to Wednesday, everybody. It is The Buzz. And on Wednesdays and Fridays, each of us kind of goes our own separate way and brings back to the table, like a dog brings a bone back, a piece of information we call...
Five things.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Countdown sequence.
1. 5 things you need to know.
What we do? We are nothing but an information transportation delivery system. You can take out transportation. We just deliver the info, man. Toll takers on the information superhighway. Bam. Each of us brings something different to the table. We think, you might get some use out of. Maybe just a thought, maybe something, start a conversation, maybe save you money, time, safety, could save your life. I don't know. But I do know that Scott McMullen has the first of five, all of which will be posted. The links will all be posted at morningbuzz.com shortly thereafter.
It was the very early 80s.
And you're standing in the rain? Was your head hung low?
Oh. Very nice.
I bet you couldn't get a ticket.
For a sold-out show.
For the sold-out show.
If you were in the Cincinnati area in the early 80s when the band Foreigner was rocking the local Coliseum and you were waiting in line and Foreigner felt bad and brought you backstage to hang out... They're looking for you. They are trying to find the fan who inspired this 1982 hit song, Jukebox Hero.
Is it a guy? Is it a girl?
It's a guy, and they think it's possibly in the Cincinnati area.
Possibly.
You were waiting in line all by yourself 6 hours before the show. They felt bad. They went and took this fan, brought him backstage, and then as they... Watch this kid. They realized how memorized he was, how he was like, oh my God, this is so cool. I'm backstage and taking it all in. And that's how they wrote this song.
Yeah.
All from watching this, bringing this fan backstage. Now, they want to know, they want you to go to Jukebox Hero Musical. Jukebox Hero.
Because it sounded like jute to me.
Go on there and fill out an email. Give the details, because they're not telling the whole story. They want you to have remembered some of it.
Right.
And they'll hopefully find their winner.
How old was the dude, do they think?
They think he was in his late teens.
Okay.
Wow.
That's going to be a million people. There's going to be, oh, that was me. Oh, yeah, that was me.
And if it is you, you get to go to the musical. They're starting February 20th.
I wonder if they took any pictures. Did they take any pictures of the kid when he was backstage?
No.
There it is. That
happened.
There was a reason. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I sang that song in studio with The Brew. Remember they came in?
Yep.
They did that? They did an acoustic version of that song. Man, that record was so good. What a great album.
Were you a Foreigner fan?
I like this one. I never really liked Foreigner, no.
Really?
I liked Lou Gramm's solo that he had in the mid-80s.
Midnight Blue?
Yeah.
Weak.
Yep, I did like that one.
That's a good song.
Cold as Ice is a good song.
That first album is about as good a debut rock album as you could have.
Maybe it's because one of those was just played and played and played. I just never
true.
Was a Foreigner.
Cold as Ice, Feel Like a First Time, all excellent. I thought, Blue Morning, Blue Day, that was a great record. And then Foreigner 4 was I can't remember what the... Dirty White Boy,
yes.
I think, was the... was the third one, and then Foreigner 4 was just incredible. I mean, Foreigner's one of those bands that you forget about. They're coming up. I'd we like have some to, tickets yeah. to see them, actually. They're coming to the Casino Ballroom coming up on August 25th, and the song is good.
Like
the song is good, but it doesn't hold up to I've Been Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Kind of like this tune.
Doesn't hold up to Jukebox Hero.
No.
Even Luann, a great kind of song.
And then things got a little...
Yeah.
A little sappy.
Yeah, a little bit. I want to know what love is, please. Anyway, ooh, good yeah. stuff. They don't get the credit. Thank you. We're walking down Foreigner Lane. I want to know what love is.
And I want you to show me.
I want Kayla.
I want you
to show me.
Show me. Wow.
What a lovely place we work in. What do you got for me, Kay? For the world, not for me, but for the world.
Well, France is has got it figured out. Okay, they're coming out with a new robot. His name is Fresh Joffrey. What do you think he does?
Fresh Joffrey?
I'm assuming it could be Jeffrey. I don't know. I assume they say it that way.
Well, I would certainly hope they wouldn't call it Joffrey, well, because sure. Joffrey is one of the most hated characters ever on TV.
I can't tell. We would call Jeff Graves Jeffrey, so, but I thought it sounded
I'm
better.
Guessing it serves coffee.
Okay.
No, I think it's French, so it's something sexual.
Wow.
This is what Katie really needs, is something... No? I'm going to say it's like a beer machine. It brings you beers or something.
Scotty?
Walks the dog.
Oh, that's smart. That's a good idea.
Walks the dog, not bad. Okay, all right.
Obviously, Laura's right.
Oh. What was it?
It's a beer machine. It's a beer robot. But wait, right. It has the beer taps on it.
What would Kayla want? Somebody? She doesn't have a dog.
Doesn't she's mean not, that doesn't that's what she's bringing.
Sexual robot.
She was, just it's unbelievable. Just
thank you.
Couldn't get a question wrong even if she tried.
It has two refrigerated slot areas where you can put wine and champagne bottles. There are also places for snacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Roomba in that once it gets like the outlay of your house. Then, or the outline of your house, then it knows where it's going. It responds to commands through your voice. It can pour you a pint of beer from a keg. Mm-hmm. It's got all of these really cool things. It's really cool looking, actually, also. It's like a big machine that moseys around and brings you your stuff.
How much? What's the ticket on that?
What's the Jimmy Jam?
I didn't look at that.
What's the Jimmy Jam?
I don't think I could tell you. It's from France, anyways. I can't do that conversion.
Well, this story might have had the conversion.
It doesn't.
Okay. I'm going to go find
just
it.
Just curious.
Laura,
I'm very disappointed you didn't already know that, Laura.
Nothing like
saying. I haven't seen the story. I'm going to search for now.
Fresh Joffrey, but it's like it's the GEO.
Fresh Joffrey.
I think it's cool. Whatever.
I think it's very cool.
Whatever. It has snacks. Cool. It doesn't have to be beer. You can put other things in it, and it delivers you stuff.
Fruit punch.
We were looking at that.
You get a one tap for the kids and a fruit punch and one tap for yourself.
When we were Christmas shopping, Valerie and I looked at the Roomba, right? That little vacuum. I'm amazed by it. And there's no way that works, right? And yet people love it.
That's
you know?
What this is based off of, that same idea.
Right, yeah. Just bouncing around. It figures it out.
My fear about that?
Yeah.
Animal poops in the middle of the floor. That thing, the Roomba just drags it.
Yeah.
Throughout the house.
Yeah,
I have a nightmare.
Do you see the videos of cats riding them?
No,
around the house.
No.
The cutest things ever. They're just sitting on them and going on little walks around.
I avoid cat videos because I have a penis. it's a very vagina-like thing to do to watch the cat
videos.
See,
that makes you sound like you got a... When you gotta say something like that.
Yeah. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Right
I'll
back.
Take it. Sauce by
there
week.
You go. All right, I got it. Okay, what do you got? Kelly Brown.
The son of late Emmy-winning actor James Gandolfini will play a younger version of Tony in the Sopranos film sequel.
That's weird.
Filmmakers said they auditioned numerous actors, but 19-year-old Michael Gandolfini perfectly captured the look and the mannerisms of the character originated by his dad during the television show's original run from 1999 to 2007.
If he has his mannerisms... I think he's really got it down.
His mannerisms.
Mannerisms.
I mean, if you have someone else's mannerisms, you really do have it down. Now, mind you, his son was actually James
there.
Was the only one
right,
with him.
When he passed, right,
in Italy? When he passed away in Italy, yeah.
Now, is his son an actor?
Must be now, right?
I'm assuming maybe he's been acting. I don't know.
Yeah.
The upcoming film featuring the young Tony Soprano will be set in the 60s. Michael Gandolfini has appeared in the HBO series Oh, there you go. He is an actor. He's been in The Deuce on HBO and also Ocean's 8. He said he was honored to continue his dad's legacy.
Yeah, that's nice. If, they, if that means that, I hope he's good. I'm sure they wouldn't pick him if he wasn't.
He's got some acting in his chops.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Laura, what do you got? Five things you need to know.
First, I'm going to fill you in. It's $1,136, the price tag of a fresh Jeffrey for U.S. dollars. It's 1,000 euros.
So you go in with friends, and then you split it, and it goes from house to house.
That's fresh pretty cool. Jeffrey. Okay. Anyways, does anybody here take an aspirin a day? Because
yes.
They've...
The little baby
81 milligram, sure, milligram. Yeah.
Well, aspirin should not be taken to prevent heart disease unless on doctor's orders.
Yeah, this is doctor's orders.
Okay, as long as your doctor said, because scientists have now warned, a major study that's found, you know, people in their 50s, 60s, 70s always heard, oh, I should take an aspirin a day. Well, unless your doctor tells you to take one, the drug substantially increases the risk of dangerous bleeds. It's been long recommended for patients that have already had heart conditions. Or those who have already high risk of stroke, but people are taking it just because that was the old tale of just taking aspirin a day.
Every doctor, when you get to a certain age, every doctor says, just take an aspirin a day because basically it helps to expand the, you know, that's why it would increase a bleed, because it helps expand the blood vessels a little bit. Yeah, so, you know.
So they're saying, it's not worth the risk. The bleeding side effects are not worth the risk of taking your aspirin.
Whatever it is, there's always something. They tell you it for your whole life, and then all of a sudden, along comes a study from the University of Helsinki, Professor Joe Blow, who's got this new, and they're like, oh, it's no, that's not good for you.
Well, Laura's not. She's only saying don't wing it on your own.
Yeah, I'm
Make
reading
sure
it.
The doctor says you should take it.
It gives you a major bleeding risk. So, sorry, I'm.
That's okay, because that mine is very similar to yours. Mine is very similar to yours in the sense that something that you've always heard might not be correct. Eating before bed. There's always that thing. Stop eating before you go to bed. Don't eat for a few hours before you go to bed. Right? I mean, most people have heard it. Mm-hmm. You know,
I'd always heard from sports people, 5 o'clock. They don't eat past 5.
Really?
Yes.
Sports people.
Yeah.
Sports people.
Scotty,
I just wanted to go back to he heard
sports
it.
People.
He heard it from the sports people.
Yeah.
.com.
Sportspeople.com. Leaving a gap of 2 hours in between eating your dinner and going to bed isn't necessarily beneficial to your health. It said a couple hours, 2-3 hours before you go to bed, don't eat. That's I've heard that a million times, and there are a lot of variations on it. But new study says eating before bed might not be bad for you after all. Commonly believed eating shortly before bed can have a long-term detrimental impact on your well-being. Researchers at Graduate School of Health Sciences and Okayama University in Japan, there's Professor Joe Blow again. Joe Blow's over there, you know, seemingly debunked the claim, stating that leaving a two-hour gap between your last meal of the day and your bedtime is unlikely to affect your blood glucose levels. You know, going to bed after eating a lot or whatever, quickly afterwards, and your glucose shoots up or whatever, whatever.
Glenn Close?
Glenn Close shoots up. You know.
My Glenn Close is high.
Through the roof.
Yeah. Let me see here. They found that other lifestyle factors such as blood pressure, physical activity, and excessive drinking had more significant impact on blood glucose levels than having something to eat before you go to bed.
I find that I dream better. Like, I have dreams if I eat closer to when I go to sleep.
Yeah. If the last thing I have to eat involves peanut butter, I find that the dreams, or maybe it's just me thinking that, the dreams are a little bit more crazy. Has anybody else ever heard of that correlation?
Nope.
Peanut butter and strange dreams?
No.
I eat a lot of peanut butter, too, and I don't know.
It's just you, bud.
I'm telling you, I think people have heard of it. I think it's a thing.
Try it.
I'm telling you, I think that it's a thing.
Do you mean wilder?
Like, no, just like crazier dreams. They're like, wow, don't make sense. Like, those kind of just unusual. No, I'm not talking sex. It could be.
Well, that's what I was wanting. That's what I was
no,
trying to
get. Yeah,
when
you say
like,
crazier dreams.
Like, crazier dreams. Like, you know, I don't know, a crazy dream. Like, one minute you're flying. Next minute you're.
Little people?
No. No, just saying. You know,
Glenn Close?
Unusual, Glenn weird, Close. Strange dreams follow eating peanut butter. I'm not the only one in the world who's heard that, am I? Anybody help me out? Am I alone on this?
I'm not doubting you.
Am I yelling into a canyon? I'm just hearing my voice back. What the hell's going on? I don't know. That's what I heard. But anyway, you can eat a little bit, but anybody?
Anybody? Anyone.
Anybody.
You know, hundreds of thousands of listeners at any given point in the show, and nobody has heard the peanut butter strange dream correlation.
At this point, we'll even take a fax.
And hand me the, oh, my dog loves, don't hand me that nonsense, okay? I'm being actually serious. Don't even puddin' me to death, okay? You can kill the crickets, okay?
I'm still waiting.
You. All right? Apparently, I'm all alone. Nobody's
Hello?
Heard of it. Yeah. I'm going to go to the phone. It'll be Paul from Portsmouth. Just checking in. Oh, yeah. I'm not even talking about what you're talking about. I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to get through.
Right now, Paul. He's looking at the radio.
What am I?
What are you taking me out? I'd always heard that. Peanut butter gives you strange dreams. All right. But
from
I guess.
The sports people?
I was the only one who heard it.
The sports
it.
People.
So, all right. I'll risk it. I'll risk it. I'll risk it. Whatever.
It's going to be Let's Paul. Yeah, that's whatever. The best part.
Hi, Morning Buzz.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good. Who are you?
This is Bernie.
Hi, Bernie. What do you got?
I heard about the peanut butter thing in a Glenn Close interview.
Oh, Bernie.
Pretty
Good
funny.
One,
pretty funny. Hi, Morning Buzz. Everybody's a comedian. Hi.
Hey, Crutchy. You are absolutely right. My girlfriend and I have said this for years.
Okay.
That peanut butter...
Oh, it didn't finish, so we don't actually know. So it doesn't count.
That wasn't real?
He didn't finish. Are you kidding me?
Yum.
His, I thought as soon as
you
say...
You lose.
Okay.
Good day, sir.
Thank you. Mm. I got one guy. Half of one guy.
I don't think he's...
You know, and then the comedians come out. All right, well, anyway, so there it is. Take it or leave it. I don't care.
I'm going to eat some peanut butter tonight.
Peanut butter
and bread.
My mom told me peanut butter gave you bad dreams my whole life. I always heard peanut butter causes nightmares.
Well, then maybe I won't eat peanut butter before bed.
Thank you.
Had a spoonful of almond butter as my dessert last night, and I didn't have any weird dreams.
As dessert.
That's my favorite dessert ever.
Greg literally has found a way to poo-poo on everyone's five things. May I ask why you always have to find the negative side of things? Dan, I just took a beating for 5 minutes. So what goes around comes around. Okay, so why don't you shut it? All right? How about that?
You know what? I've been here too long. Screw you guys. I'm going here.
Yeah, I'm the only one that does that. Okay. All right, Dan. Thank you very much. We're coming right back with news and sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not be alarmed. We'll be right back.
This is Greg in the Morning Buzz.